Hello, dear fans. I'm Mario Tot, assistant coach of Team Meli, and you are listening to Gol Bezan Podcast.
Dayı, ne fırsatı bu? Para poşama da far. Kolada da Azizi, kuyu darbazı gol. Gol bana ya İran. Kolada da Azizi, pas hemriye David.
Geçti Serdar Osman ve kuyu darbazı. Serdar Osman. Gol be namaz, monta para ya İran.
بزنه کریم انصاری فر
گل
توی دروازه کریم انصاری فر دروازه پرتغال باز
علی دایی صاحب توپ توی دروازه
گل اشتباه حرکت از کوچان نژاد فرصت داره کوچان نژاد توی دروازه گل برای ایران.
Welcome back to Gol Bezan Podcast. I'm editor Samson Tamajani. As Iran gears for a hopeful June 12th friendly in Doha, Qatar, against African opponents Algeria, our director Aria Alaverdi spoke with Team Meli assistant coach Mario Tot. Tot is a Croatian, just like head coach Dragan Skosic, and has an extensive managerial career in Croatia, where he coached the women's national team in the late 2000s and won the men's double with Dinamo Zagreb in 2011. He joined the Skosic staff last year after previously serving as an assistant for Al Ittihad in Saudi Arabia. He joined Aria via video call from the national team camp in Qatar.
Okay, I'm joined by Mario Tot, assistant coach for Team Meli under Dragan Skosic. How are you doing, my friend?
Hello. Thank you for inviting me in your program.
Thanks for coming on Gol Bezan Podcast. Really appreciate your time. We had you on for the Iran against Syria game in September. Yes. You were on the sidelines for that game. Now the national team has qualified for the World Cup in Qatar. A good qualification in terms of results. We got through it very comfortably. Congratulations on that, first of all. And we're in a group that, you know, relatively a good group for Iran, quite difficult in terms of got England, who are a strong team. USA can be difficult as well. And now we have Wales. So, you know, we'll speak about that as well. But first of all, explain to us how the camp is going currently in Doha.
In this moment, our team, Team Meli, is in Doha. We will spend here in total almost 2 weeks working hard to prepare us for the World Cup. Of course, in this moment, we are here without a couple of players who are struggling injuries, but we believe they will be soon back and help us to make the best possible squad for the World Cup. Of course, here circumstances in Doha are great. All facilities are fantastic. Players are working very hard. We are very proud how they are doing now, and we believe that we will be ready for the World Cup.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for that. I want to ask you, though, why is the camp held in Doha? Considering that the heat, you know, currently in today is 45 degrees weather. Why in Doha?
Listen, before the World Cup, you know that people are always looking for players. They are under big pressure working in domestic city Tehran, and it's very difficult to keep them calm, to keep them focused and concentrated for the work. That's the one of the reasons to go to Doha. Yes, you are right, it's very hot here in Doha, but in this moment in Doha there are 15 teams preparing for the World Cup, playing friendly games or qualifying games. For example, tonight we go to watch UEA against Australia. So that means whoever decided to put these teams to play here today, that means they believe that it's not a problem to have camp here. We have fantastic facilities. We are training during the night. Weather is hot, but for players, they enjoy. They enjoy, they are focused. And we, as I said, we have fantastic facilities, like everyone said who was here in Doha.
Now, obviously, there was a suggestion that during this camp, Iran could go to Uruguay. Of course, our camp in Canada got cancelled. We'll come to that in a second. But after the cancellation of the Canada game, there was suggestion that we could play in Uruguay, even in South Africa. What was the decision behind that?
Yeah, you know that we planned to play against those teams you mentioned, and we were ready to go there and spend not just 2 or 3 days playing one game, but even more than that. But for the very known circumstances, we could find a reserves a second solution, because it was very difficult to organize our trip and play games in those matches you mentioned. It was very a long trip to play to travel 20 hours or even more than that to play one game against Canada. Also Uruguay, a long trip, very difficult for players. And finally, final decision was to come here 2 hours away from Tehran, to have team together, to build a good spirit between players, to build a good relationship between players and staff. And I think that it was a good decision in this moment. Of course, we believe that we will play one or two more games here, but it was very, very difficult to organize that. Even we have some teams here, but they are busy. Some of them didn't want to play. Some of them didn't have time to play against us. And finally, we will play a game against Algeria 12th of June. And this is a fantastic match for us, because we are playing against a team who is ranked less than us on the FIFA ranking. They are 44th, but if you watch their Transfermarkt value, they are more expensive than us, and we believe that it's going to be a very, very tough match and very important match for us to see what our players can do on the highest stage.
Yeah, for sure. No, Algeria is a good opponent, no doubt about it. You know, they have some top players playing all over the big team, big leagues in Europe. But again, having said that, you did mention that we did have other friendlies potentially lined up in Doha. It's not happened. It's not happened. We're only going to get one game. I want to ask you, I understand what the fans are saying to some extent, because they're saying, well, if you're only going to play one game in Doha, what's the issue of playing only one game in Uruguay? Even though it is 25 hours flight, you're only going to play one game anyway, you know, so you know what I mean?
Absolutely. When we came here, we believed we will play at least two games in Doha, but because of known reasons, we just stay on one game. This is 12th of June against Algeria. But in the meantime, we work hard. We are working hard to fix some problems in our team. We are trying to fix problems that we saw in qualifying matches, qualifying for the World Cup. So we have enough time and space to work on weaknesses of our team, and we believe that this team building, which will players will spend more than 10 days here together, it will be crucial for us. Of course, we are expecting in September, when we have another window and another FIFA time for players to play and for national team, that we will have at least two games. And probably, but this is not fixed yet, probably one more game before the World Cup. But as I said, a lot of people and fans were complaining before, during the qualifying matches for the World Cup, why we are not playing friendly games. Our decision was, Dragan Skočić and his staff decision was, to prepare players and be healthy and ready for the crucial games. And of course, it is always good to see players in a friendly games. But you know, today in today's modern football, there is no friendly game, actually. Every game is under the limelight of others, and you must be ready for everything. So we made the program without friendly games in qualifying rounds that we already played. But now now the situation is like this, but we believe that we will be ready 100%.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to go on to a few, obviously, like the Algeria game and the Canada game soon. I want to speak about the squad itself. We see the return of Omid Ebrahimi after 13 months away from the squad. Last time he was part of the squad for a Syria friendly, if you remember, in Tehran.
Exactly.
He's back in the team now. A player who, of course, very experienced, is part of the last World Cup under the last coach, Carlos Queiroz. Now he's back in. What is the reason behind that? And do you think he will remain in the team?
In this moment, decision of Dragan Skočić and all of us who are analyzing Omid was that he had a great season in Qatar and he deserved to be back with us. Of course, we will expect him to be on the highest level in the right moment. Of course, we have still a few months before the World Cup ahead to reach the World Cup. And we believe that Omid, with his experience, with his knowledge, and with his passion and personality, that he can be a part of the World Cup squad. Of course, no one has written proof that he will be there, but we believe that players are understand that, and they will work hard in upcoming months to be there.
Thanks for that. Couple of other players that have not been selected. Karim Ansari Fard, I know he had the issue with his eye in the training camp with his birthday cake. Is he better? Is he going to be part of the squads coming up?
Karim had this unlucky moment during the birthday party, which is very bizarre. Now, in this moment, we are lucky that he didn't have more problems with his eye. He's okay. Of course, that made damage to him, and he was not ready to play full matches in AEK Athens. But in this moment that I know, he's getting better. Door for all players in upcoming months is open for the reach the World Cup. So we believe that his minutes in a club and other players also, we believe that all of them will be in the highest possible level and ready to be on the final list.
Fantastic. Couple of other players, Pourali Ganji, Mortiz Pourali Ganji, who just joined Persepolis, injured for a long time. Of course, hasn't played a lot of football for almost a year now. What is the consensus with him? Is he somebody who is still part of the plans?
Sure. Morteza Pulaganji is a part of us. Of course, he had a difficult season with injury and so many problems in China. But in this moment, as I know, he changed the club. He is ready to start pre-season. We believe that he will have a good start of the season, which is very important for him, but also for us. And if he will be on the level that we need, of course, he will be part of the World Cup squad. But as I said, all players, not even those two you mentioned before, but all players have a chance to be on the final list. It's up to them. It's up to their performance during the season. We know that all seasons will start before the World Cup, so we will have enough space and time to see our players, to analyze them, and make the best possible squad for the World Cup.
One player that has caught a lot of attention over the last couple of years, a player who has always been part of the radar, is a name by Tafazoli, who plays in the Championship with Wycombe Wanderers. I know he's been contacted. I know that there's been some, but what is a player of his, you know, a dual nationality? There are not so many more left now in Europe. When Carlos Queiroz came in, there was players like Desjardins, Godus, who's still part of the team. Dual nationality players are not so much now in the arena. But what are your thoughts on players like Tafazoli joining the team in the future?
You know that our scouting network know about all players playing abroad, Iranians who are playing abroad. And one of them that we know very well is also Ryan Tafazoli. In this moment, he's not with us. But as I said, and that is the same for all players, it's up to him. It's up to his performances during the upcoming season. Door for all players is open if they show performance enough good to be here with us.
Thanks for that. Okay, let's move on to a couple of things that happened just as the players were arriving to camp. Esteghlal players, they won the league. They were undefeated. Very good season for them. You called up five players for the squad. They then took part in the game, the celebrations for the game, and then it happened that they were dropped from the team. Now they're back in. Five players came to replace them. Now they're back in the team. Can you just cover what happened exactly there that we can have a little bit of a clearance?
Listen, it's very clear that league organization made this game deeply into FIFA dates, and according to FIFA rules, it shouldn't be a situation like that. So during the FIFA days, no one can play league. But in that moment, we had that situation, and it was very difficult for us because Dragan Skočić wanted all players first day of the camp. Of course, part of miscommunication was that players were not with us during the first day. And after that, when they finish their last game, club apologized to Federation, and league organization apologized. And that was one of the reasons those players are with us in this moment.
Fantastic. Okay, last one, and then we'll speak about the teams that we're playing against. Kanoni, Hossein Kanoni, of course, is suspended. You won't get into why he's suspended. We don't know why he's suspended, but he's suspended for two friendly matches. He's obviously going to miss the Algeria game and potentially the next friendly we play in September. Is that going to be problematic, having missing a player of his importance in friendlies leading up to the World Cup?
Sure. We know what we need to follow. Those are the rules. And of course, immediately after we found out that he must miss two games, he was out of the camp. But for sure, he's one of our key players. He's one of us who is very important for us. He will suffer those two games. After that, he will be with us. Hopefully healthy, ready, and playing good in the club.
Perfect. Okay. Canada game got cancelled. Now, obviously, we know it was for very various reasons. We don't want to get into it, you know, but ultimately the game got cancelled. And when the game was announced between Iran and Canada to play Vancouver, there was talk everywhere on social media, on the news, that there is potential for this game to be cancelled. Everyone heard about it, and it did get cancelled. Obviously, not ideal. It was 1 week before the camp was supposed to begin. However, it happened. Do you think the Federation should have had a plan B, considering all the talk that had happened for this match?
Listen, all of us believe that when the match was organized that we will play. Of course, you know that, maybe you know, maybe you don't, but all our staff members and players were in Turkey preparing visa to go to Canada. Of course, in those moments we believed that it will go, but when the match was cancelled, we were surprised and ready for plan B. Plan B was always Doha. But as I said, in Doha, we believe that we will play at least two games in these 2 weeks. But unfortunately, because of different circumstances, we stayed on one game, which is coming soon.
Now, again, as I said, the objective for this tournament is to qualify for the second round of the World Cup, for the second round of the round of 16. That's the objective that national team has. That's what they want to do. That's what we want to do for our nation, third time qualifying. The objective has to be, no doubt, to get to the second round. Mm-hmm. You can disagree that the preparation as of today hasn't been good enough in order for us to achieve such a high level of objective. Do you think that we not going to struggle, but do you think that with this, where we are just now, with only having Algeria to play in this camp, is going to be a detriment to our preparation leading to Qatar?
As I said, I will repeat again, we are following circumstances in this moment. Some things are not in our hands. We know that we have so many things to do with players, and we believe that this camp can help us to go through our weaknesses, what we noticed and saw in the previous games. And we believe that all those days what we are going to spend together will help us to be better. Of course, you need to have friendly games to check how your progress is going. But as I said, we still have two more games in September, probably one before the World Cup. This one is not confirmed yet, but we believe that everything will be okay. In this moment, we are missing almost half of the team. We are missing Shoja, we are missing Hussein Kanani, we are missing Saman Godos, we are missing Morteza Pular Ganji. We are missing a very, very important player, Wahid Amiri, and so many guys, Milad Mohammadi, and so on. So we believe that when we are going to be together, full squad, hopefully in September, that we will be prepared well for the upcoming battles. And you know, you mentioned our group. We know who is playing with us, who is playing with us on the World Cup. We know that England is one of the toughest possible opponents that we can play with. Also, United States and Wales are teams who are better ranked on today's World FIFA ranking with the bigger prize than us. But we believe in us. We are 100% sure that we can do what Iran had never done to qualify for the second round of the World Cup, which is going to be our aim. We believe in our squad and our players. We are a good group with very great personalities, and we believe in us.
Last question regarding this, and we move on to the Algeria game. As you mentioned, a lot of new players are in this team, players such as Mehdi Hosseini, Armin Assoorabian, Mehdi Shi, who are all uncapped. You know, a lot of young players coming in as well, like Amir Hossein, Hossein Zadeh. Considering there are very little matches between, they're maybe only going to get four matches until November, is it going to be hard to evaluate those players within the national team? Of course, they play for the clubs, but within the national team, will it be difficult to evaluate them because they don't have too many games?
Listen, you can value them through different things. Of course, games are the best place to see what they can do. Those players that you mentioned were playing good last season. Dragan Skočić and his staff wanted to show other clubs in Iranian league that we are watching carefully all possible candidates, and we will give them chance to show what they can do. Of course, as I said, World Cup is in November, and we still have enough space and time to make team better, but also players have enough time to be worse than now and lose their space in a World Cup squad. So it's up to them. Door for all players in Iran and abroad is open, and we will carefully analyze them, their performances, and we believe that we will make the best possible squad, full of great players who can fight for the country and make something that we will be proud of.
Okay, fantastic. Now, obviously, moving on to the Algeria game. We have Algeria game on Sunday in Doha. This match is going to be our only match in June, so it's very important for us to make the most of this game. First of all, we played Algeria in before the 2018 World Cup. I actually went to that game. It was in Graz in Austria. Very good game. They're missing Riyad Mahrez through injury, but they still have players like Ismail Benacer, some top quality players in their team. So
Said Ben Sharma,
yeah, fantastic players. So how can we use this game as a really key preparation for the World Cup?
Listen, Algeria is a great opponent to play against because they have a value. Great value on the world stage. They have a great team, even without Mahrez. After that, we believe that we will play two more strong games in September, and it's going to be enough to see where we are in that moment. We truly believe that our team is capable of making a good result, and we want to make Iranian people happy. We know what is our aim. Our aim is to do something that our national team have never done before, and we believe that it's going to be a reality after the World Cup.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, we saw recently Ukraine against Wales. Ukraine beat Scotland, which is where I'm from. Then they went on to beat, then they lost to Wales. Of course, Wales have top quality players. Now that we know the group for certain who we're going to play against, overall, what are your thoughts on this group?
Listen,
before you answer that, I want to ask it in a sense that, you know, obviously there's no doubt that Wales, USA, and England will come in well prepared. There's no doubt about that. They will come in. So how can we make sure that we're ready to face a team that's going to be as probably more prepared than us when it comes to friendly matches, for example?
Listen, we believe in us. Whoever is against us, we will fight bravely. We will respect our opponents. We know all qualities of all those teams that you've been mentioning. England is one of the favorites of the World Cup. Wales is playing very good football. Personally, I believe Ukraine will be a winner of this tournament and qualify. But as you saw, Wales is very well organized, playing with some players who are playing for the best teams in the world, Tottenham, Real Madrid, Leeds, Rangers, and so on. But as I said, our team is ready. Our team will be ready. And people speak about golden generation of Iranian football. We believe that we will prepare us good and be not only opponent, but good opponent against those teams and beat some of them to qualify for the second round of the World Cup.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, last couple of questions we have. One question I want to ask you is regarding the identity of the team, you know, focusing on our strengths. What do you think is our identity? What is Team Melli's style of play? How can you put your finger on the way we actually, in the sense that, like, do we go to this World Cup and use that, or do we need to change it depending on the opponent? Because, of course, England's a very tough team. You can't just go and attack against England. You have to be more defensive, for example. Whereas a team like USA, Wales, you can maybe go and match them a little bit more. What do you think our identity has to be in Qatar?
I will not speak deeply into. I will not go deeply into tactic because it's too early to speak about that. We need to analyze other teams and see their weaknesses and their strength. We know our weaknesses and our strength also. But identity, I would say, identity of Iranian national team is our players can always be the best when they need to be the best. And I saw that watching last previous two World Cups where our team was fighting bravely against Spain, Portugal, other teams, Argentina, for example, and so on. So I believe that our Iranian heart will be the best when we need to be the best. And this is the biggest identity.
Okay, next question is regarding Osmoun and Taremi. They haven't played together for a long time, actually, which is quite surprising. They've both been for a team for various reasons. How important are they to the execution of the game plan? And, you know, if, for example, you know, let's just say England have John Stones and Harry Maguire, and they're marking Osmoun and Taremi very tightly, do you think we will be out of options if we don't have them in free space? Do you think it's very important that they're the key part of how we play?
Well, listen, we know that our opponents will take care carefully of our two key strikers. Of course, they will analyze us like as same as we are going to analyze them. But our two strikers, Mehdi Taremi and Sardar Azmoun, are playing great roles in their clubs. They are playing on the highest level. Last couple of years, they had great season, both of them. They are not just players, they are extraordinary players, and we believe that they will find a way how to beat opponents on the World Cup.
Final question for you is, before the 2018 World Cup, Carlos Queiroz, he brought his players in for like a recovery training in the PEC Center in Tehran. At the end of the week, you know, when the league games were finished, he brought the players for recovery training. Do you think that we will do that again for the league players, to bring them in together once a week, maybe twice a week, to get some recovery training and be together? Especially the lack of lack of the camp that we've had, it's good to bring them in more often. Do you think it's a good idea to do that this time for the World Cup?
All of them together, it doesn't make sense. Players,
obviously, not the foreign-based players. They can't come together. But I mean, the Iranian.
I know what you are asking me. But as I said, doesn't make sense to bring only players who are playing in Iran during the weekend to make a recovery, because they will have recovery in their clubs. If they are not together, this is not full package. So we believe September camp, this camp and September camp will be a good time for us to stick together, to know each other better, and to prepare our plans for the World Cup.
Okay, perfect. Any final things you want to say to the fans listening on Global Bazan?
Sure. I want to promise that our team, our staff and all people around the federation will do our best to prepare our team to make good result on the World Cup. We expect a huge support of Iranian fans because they showed so many times that they can be 12th player of the team.
Fantastic, Mario Todd, really appreciate your time. Again, wish you the best of luck in Qatar and against Algeria this Sunday. We hope to maybe see you out in Qatar, and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, and hope to see you again.
Iran will face Algeria Sunday, June 12th. Stay tuned for our official preview episode of that match coming out this week, where we review this interview and speak with an expert on Algerian football on what you, the supporters, should expect for this match. Please remember to subscribe to us on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. It means a lot. We're also on social medias at GoldBizon, Patreon, where you can support our work, and our website, GoldBizonPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again very soon.
Hello everyone, my name is Saeed Azatollahi and you're listening to the GoldBizon podcast.